This Friday evening, a coalition of groups interested in bicycle safety will rally at the State House. Local Motion, the Vermont Highway Safety Alliance, are launching an initiative called the Vermont Road Users Pledge. The pledge states, quote, "I promise to follow the rules of the road, respect the rights of all road users, and share what I know about road safety with others." In the spirit of that pledge, drivers and cyclists have a responsibility to keep the roads safe for everyone. But learning to cycle safely in traffic can be challenging. Our producer, Patty Daniels, enlisted the advice of a Local Motion riding instructor to learn how to commute to work safely.
I live in Winooski, and the road I drive to work in Colchester is Route 15, 2.5 miles of busy four-lane traffic, not ideal for bikes.
It's not something I would ever choose to ride on. It's just too scary.
That's Jason Van Dreisch, Director of Advocacy and Education for Local Motion.
And it's the combination of nowhere to go, that there's no shoulder at all and no bike lane, and really fast, really heavy traffic. And honestly, it's just way too much exposure for me, because I know if anything goes wrong, who's going to come out with the short end of the stick.
Van Dreisch's role on this breezy day is to teach me how to get to work on my bike. I learned to ride a bike as a kid, but I'm not much of a cyclist now. So for the purposes of this story, consider me able and willing, but not highly skilled. We start out from the center of Winooski, where traffic enters and exits a rotary from several directions. Cars streaming by, impatient in the morning commute. First lesson, you are not a car. Don't think like a car. Don't plan your route for a car.
What we're doing right now, there's analogs for this all over Vermont, where the obvious logical car route doesn't look so appealing on a bike, so you say, all right, what are the other options? So a lot of figuring out where you want to ride on a bike is contextual. It's not just about the street, it's about the time of day. It's about your own energy level and how you're feeling that day. You change your mindset. We're turning left here. You want to go ahead?
Route 15 is the most direct route from my neighborhood to VPR. But we're taking roads less traveled. Van Dreisch has us zigzag through quiet residential streets that I would never go through if I were driving in a car. But to get to those safe, quiet streets, we still have to cross Route 15, and it's kind of ugly.
Ostensibly, this is a spot where they're expecting people to cross, but looking at everything going on here, that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different streets coming in, plus railroad tracks, nobody stops, and you don't know if somebody's going to go this way or that way. When you're on a bike, one real important principle is avoid unpredictable situations.
And that's lesson two. Do what you can to avoid intersections like this, but minimize the danger if you do have to cross them.
Railroad tracks. Your best bet with railroad tracks is to hit it at a 90-degree angle. Because if you hit it at a steep angle, you might get your tires caught. And that's no fun.
Which leads to lesson three. When in traffic, be consistent in how you ride.
I operate on the assumption that being visible and predictable is always going to be my best bet. Because if I'm biking in a way where I'm giving them obvious cues about what I'm doing and I'm not changing what I'm doing from one second to the next, then there's less for them to be guessing about.
If bike commuting sounds like a utilitarian way of getting from point A to point B, the next turn in our route was a nice surprise. Woods! We cruise along a dirt trail in a forested park, which is lesson four. Are you allowed to enjoy commuting to work? Yes. Yes, you are.
So all of a sudden, we've left the interstate behind, and we're on a beautiful little single track going by Winooski's old municipal reservoir. Yeah, with giant trees and all kinds of green growing stuff everywhere, and all of a sudden it's peaceful and quiet.
We exit the woods, and we can see in the distance that traffic is heavy on Route 15. But again, we take a quiet side street that leads to VPR. So here's the recap of our commute. A drive that is normally 15 minutes of stop-and-go traffic took 10 minutes longer on a bike, but it was quieter and more fun and not nearly as challenging as I expected. And then Van Dreisch leaves me with this final lesson on safety.
I wear a helmet, but it's not the only thing I do. I'm always really aware of my surroundings, tracking what's going on around me, making sure I know where cars are, what everybody's doing. I ride in a straight line. I don't weave in and out of parked cars. I signal when I'm going to make turns.
But he says, ultimately, it's drivers who make the biggest difference to a cyclist's safety.
I'm confident that the vast majority of drivers in Vermont are horrified at the thought of potentially hurting somebody who's riding a bike.
For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels.